Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Friday, April 1st transmission, and we see the April Fool, the puppet president, just blithering and bumbling around. It is so sad. There'll be no April Fools here, much too serious of a world. Well, there is obviously a lot of huge news, but folks also tune in here to get tomorrow's news today, next month's news today, next year's news today. And I don't like what I see in my crystal ball. But it is better that we know what's coming or what the enemy would like to do so as we can make preparation for it. But we knew this was coming. Even the United Nations has come out today and warned that the world is on the verge of economic collapse due to food prices exploding, energy prices exploding, and that the Middle East is at a breaking point. The last time this happened was the Arab Spring, 8.5, 9 years ago, caused by the last time food prices went to somewhere near this price. Energy prices did not get this high. And you're seeing that in Africa, you're seeing that in Latin America, you're seeing it all over the world. Many countries are having to turn off their streetlights at night, and this is just the beginning of the Great Reset. Meanwhile, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum is putting on an event over in the Middle East right now, and they're there bragging at their big event, their World Government Summit, that it is the end of the currencies as you know it. There'll be a new global digital central bank currency that's programmable that will track and control everything you do. So we're going to be going over that ongoing world government summit that's taking place. And we have the clips of them announcing the new global currency, announcing the new world order, announcing that they're going to transgender your child. I mean, this is the end of the species as we know it, if they get these things in place. I mean, this is biblical. And, of course, your mainline megachurch is not going to tell you about this. They're going to help implant you with the new digital tattoo when it all rolls out. Because, after all, that's how they're going to get their donations. And those of us that won't go along with it, well, we can starve in a re-education camp, ladies and gentlemen. So that's just some of what we're going to be laying out here. And I'm also, of course, going to be taking your phone calls today. And we have some special guests in the studio as well, the third hour, but I will be giving the phone number out this hour. We'll be going to your phone calls during this first hour. So I'm going to be taking a lot of calls today. Infowars.com is still up and running. Show is band.video, reaching millions of people thanks to your support. I suggest you use those links and videos to tell the truth. In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to in front of operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I remember reading books written by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Cecil Rhodes, of course, 100 years before they wrote their books, planning this scientific worldwide dictatorship, planning this new world order. Now, I remember thinking, man, I guess my job will be trying to stop this, because obviously this is a very oppressive, anti-human, predatory system. And so I poked around and tried to get a job in talk radio right out of high school. I went and gave little speeches at county commission and city council meetings. And by the time I was 21, I started an access television show, and then a year later got a local radio show, and the rest was history. But I remember wondering what it would be like if they started imploding the world economy, if they set up their post-industrial world, what that process would be like. Because when I was reading UN biological diversity assessment plans and some of the books and transcripts of UN meetings, like the Rio de Janeiro summit in 1992, when George Herbert Walker Bush signed us on to Agenda 21 treaty. It's never ratified, but the bureaucracy followed it. And reading about depopulation of at least 80% and using different ways of promoting new lifestyles to get rid of the family and atomizing the public, making us be totally alone. And just reading this and thinking, man, what will this look like if they succeed? And then seeing articles everywhere telling people that if anybody tells you there are plans for a one-world government run by the UN and private corporations, and if anybody tells you they're going to have forced inoculations, and if anybody tells you they're going to cut off fossil fuels, and if anybody tells you they're going to take away air conditioning and people's cars, that person is an anti-Semite. I'm like, what's that to do with Jews? But that's what they would do. And you've all heard that and you've seen that. But then you could go read the book or see the article or go to the library and find the official UN documents and Club of Rome documents that were saying all of this, and then Bilderberg Group documents that insiders and others would leak out and that we would then expose. But to learn this type of information, we used to have to hide out inside the hotel till they already got there, try to get any of their literature. Insiders later would be so outraged by what they heard by insiders, people that worked in the hotels, a lot of times would contact us later and give us different documents and things they were able to abscond with. But now, you know, you really don't need to climb over fences and hide in hotels to catch the world leaders pushing world government. Now you just turn on the television or you go to Twitter, at the top of it, they're promoting it like it's the best thing since mother's milk. Here's some of the headlines. Klaus Schwab tells global leaders to collaborate for world governance. Okay? top economists. We're about to abandon the traditional system of money, replace it with digital blockchain, and we're going to program it and control every asset in your life and every aspect of your life. And then we've got more articles about different states trying to pass bills to keep babies alive and then kill them whenever the government wants to, or let parents kill their children after birth. I mean, it's just all right here. Just hell upon the planet. The collapse and death of the country. And then you've got the Washington Post and the New York Times articles that came out a couple days ago that we barely mentioned. And I've since talked to some of the people that were actually subpoenaed there. No one knows who was subpoenaed yet in full. I do. So we have like a lot of huge, big breaking news here. And what they're doing and what they're saying. And the feds are saying that protesting and speech is now illegal. They have had a bunch of prosecutors get off the cases or resign. Some of that's already come out saying these people are innocent. And so Merrick Garland has actually put special deputy attorney general in there with the job of outlawing the Republican Party sometime before the midterms in 221 days. Understand, this is directly out of the Justice Department, the FBI, the people subpoenaed, all of it. I barely got on air today because I've been on the phone for hours going over all this. And why? Because they want yours truly to get on an airplane and go into Mordor and march into the Justice Department and talk to them. So that's just icing on the cake for how screwed this country and the world is. And these power-mad people are just going to destroy the country. It's just a mixture of incompetence and arrogance and decadence and living in their own weird little leftist bubbles and following bizarre orders that this country, I mean, can you imagine trying to make that dog hunt of outlawing the Republican Party, essentially? That's why they've come out against Clarence Thomas's wife and are calling for her arrest in the news, because she said, is there anything true to watermarks on ballots? Because if so, if this is proven to be fraud, this would overturn the election. That's just her asking a question. Of course, I'm in all those stories because I said I didn't think the watermark story was true. It's like, oh, the story's even too crazy for Jones. And all she did, they had her text messages, was ask, is this true to Mark Meadows? What's wrong with that? She could have said, I want to overturn the election. That's her right. The Democrats said, even when Trump wins, we will not abide by it, and we'll have a civil war if we need to, and we will. To the New York Times about conference meeting with Hillary and Obama and Biden and John Podesta, and they're in the meeting. I read the story over and over again right before the election, and they said, we will have our own electors, and we will have our own inauguration, and the military will throw Trump out. So they were talking about martial law. They were talking about using the military. They were talking about all this stuff they were going to do, and that helped raise the temperature of, you know, the whole background noise that's going on. Then they have the police stand down. They refuse the National Guard. Trump wanted. He could have overridden them, but his chairman of the Joint Chiefs threatened to quit if he did and said, we can't have the military in America. And you saw what happened when a million people came to D.C. Trump thought about 50,000 would come. He's been quoted by insiders. And I was like, no, I think about a million are going to show up. You better have a lot of security. If we wanted to show the power of the American people in a peaceful protest that was, you know, even bigger than what Martin Luther King did. And, of course, my prediction came true. But the point is, the Democrats ordered that stand down. And that's what the Republicans say if they retake the House and Senate, they're going to have committee hearings on. Well, the Democratic Party does not intend to ever let the country get to that point where they are thrown out of office. So I'm going to be getting more into that today as well, because while we're looking at Russia and while we're looking at collapse of the food and supply industry and exploding energy prices, that's all front and center, front burner is number one important for the world and for America. But the backdrop of the crazy leftist SJWs at the Justice Department who've pushed the FBI out of the way and are themselves running their January 6th obsession, trying to make connections that don't exist, to then have their big election event their big surprise to make themselves look good against the food prices, energy prices, and open borders and collapsing cities, that the Republicans plan to overthrow an election and that the Republicans plan to attack the Capitol when that wasn't the case? How do you run on that? Well, I'll tell you how you run on that. Because they're getting ready to steal the next election, and they want a big perp walk going to people that question the election so that it's outlawed in this country to question the Democratic Party by election fraud, outlawing the Republican Party. The Republican Party is over. It became populist. It became popular. There was a landslide, a political realignment. The Republican Party should split in two. The Democratic Party is discredited and old. It was discredited during the Civil War, but it never went away. It's always been a cancer since the Civil War. But it's not going away. We're going away. America's going away. And the Republican Party is going to be broken and be a vestigial group, and we'll be like Venezuela or the leftist one-party state forever. The end of the Republic is here. Oh, they're going to stage terror attacks and blame us.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is it in the year 2022. Forces of Satan openly announced world government, the accelerated collapse of all major world currencies, and the announcement of a new one world government programmable currency that tracks, traces, and controls everything you can do and what you're even allowed to spend on it. That is where we are in the year 2022. You have lived to see world government openly announced and its aim of impoverishing you and finally, slowly killing you. Many will decide to serve it for short-term gain, but in the end, discredit their family name and separate themselves from God. I want to hit some of that big world government news and get to some of the clips and get the number out and take a lot of phone calls today, but first, we have to keep moving forward as if there's a chance to turn this around and at least have a softer crash landing. And there is some good examples of that. I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out who did it, but somebody in the Biden administration said, hey, you just cut off a third of the world's fertilizer supply and about half of where we get our fertilizer, Russia, and these same petrochemicals that are mined out of these deposits, we're not going to be able to make explosives without it. So the Pentagon, I know, is involved, but they don't say exactly who in the government had this good idea to cut the fertilizer off as much as it's been cut off. So there are some little specks of sanity maybe somewhere going on. And if we expose this, there's a very good chance we can turn it back. So I don't want to just tell you this scary stuff and not let you know there's solutions out there, in my view. There's a lot of examples of this, but we were really harping on it 2 years ago that the ongoing lockdowns would trigger a supply chain breakdown and would kill billions of people if the collapse became permanent or long-term and deep. But if they cut it back or stopped it fast, it would only kill 50, 60, 100 million people. We went and looked at the numbers, and the last numbers we got was only a year in. They never gave new numbers, but 40-plus million died. The UN then estimated 280-something million were on the verge of starvation. Now they say 272 million, as of yesterday, in their actuaries, will starve to death on current trends in the next 2 years. Now, normally 15 million people starve to death a year. That's the average in the last 50 years. Look it up, folks. I'm not just putting numbers out here. You can look all this up. If the lockdowns are brought back or if the cutoff of the petrochemicals and the fertilizers continues, I think that's a very accurate number from the UN of 270-plus million. I think it said 272 or 273. So that's not on the verge of starvation, like they said 2 years ago. That's going to starve to death. Going to starve to death, ladies and gentlemen. There's different ways to look at it, too. You can say 10 million die a year or 20 million die a year, because usually they end up dying of a cold or a flu because they're so malnourished. There's different ways to split those numbers. But if you really care about human life and you don't want to see a bunch of people die, you've got to be concerned about this, and you've got to be talking about this, and you've got to be aware of this. UN warns the Middle East at breaking point as food prices hit alarming highs. A lot of people say, well, why do we care? Well, I've been harping on this for 2 years. Vladimir Putin's now come out and warns West food crisis will lead to new migrant crisis out of the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, and Asia, which is totally true. And the worst off is Africa and the Middle East, and the Middle East borders Europe, Western Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe. And so that's absolutely true. When the third world collapses, they flood into the first world. Vladimir Putin has warned the West that Europe faces another influx of migrants caused by global food crisis that is now inevitable. The Russian president made the comments at a meeting on air transport and aircraft manufacturing yesterday. Putin's invasion of Ukraine prompted Western sanctions and an energy squeeze that has left the stability of the global food supply in precarious state. And it's not, well, that it was precarious before because of the lockdowns. Now it's collapsing. Soaring international food inflation led the United Nations to warn that the Middle East is near breaking point with food riots a real possibility. Well, not a possibility, they're already starting. Meanwhile, he followed through on it today. He cut gas supply to Europe because they were not buying it in rubles. And what's Biden up to? He's riding around his Corvette acting cool with Jay Leno. And the media goes, isn't he cool? Look at his sunglasses, aviators. They just, wow. By the way, I like Jay Leno. He's a good guy. But, I mean, you know, here he is riding around with his sunglasses acting cool with Jay Leno in a classic gasoline-driven car. Let them eat cake. Let them drive electric cars. In fact, let's just play that short Jay Leno Biden clip for folks, for radio listeners. Here it is.
I've always loved to drive. I shouldn't say it on television. I like speed.
You guys are pushing electric vehicles today. This is a president who always talks about the power of our example. Mm-hmm. Does he own an electric vehicle?
Presidents of the United States don't do a lot of driving.
He's posted videos where he's revving the engine of his Corvette in Wilmington. He owns cars.
And he also has driven electric vehicles as president, as to give a model to the rest of the country.
Try your brakes.
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm going to play a few of these clips when we come back of world government being announced and Klaus Schwab licking his lips. It's going to be so hard now. There will be no more energy now, but it is okay. A new future is being born. Yeah, a future where we're totally poor if we're lucky, dead if we're not. That's all coming up next segment. But we need to sell all 10,000 of these very, very quickly, and I appreciate listeners getting over half of them now. I'd like to move them out very quickly. I think they will sell out probably in 5 or 6 more days. And without the last coin sale, we would not be operating at the same capacity. We'd have had to lay off a lot of people and had some big problems. So I want to thank folks that got part one in the 3-part founder series at 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And the second installment is the Tree of Liberty. Thomas Jefferson quote, must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's a coin I designed. I'm very, very proud of it. And it will end up being a collectible. I know that the first coin is already selling on eBay and other places for 3 times what we sold it. So it's a limited edition, collectible, tied to our political movement of liberty and freedom, and it's needed for our infrastructure and building new systems. So please give yourself and us aid in the fight against the New World Order with funding and get a historical memento that will last forever. You can pass down generation to generation at 1776coin, just 1776. 1776coin.com or a big banner right at the top of InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. We also have a lot of great books, films, and t-shirts, and we're selling out of all of our t-shirts at cost, and they're all limited edition. We're not going to reprint any of these designs ever again, so find those massive sales at InfoWarsStore.com as well.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So it may have been done, but I haven't found it yet. Maybe we should do it here at InfoWars. But I probably watched, I don't want to exaggerate, more than 100 clips last 3 days of the World Government Summit. That's what it's called. Sponsored by the Royal Family and the World Economic Forum, headed up by Klaus Schwab in Dubai. And, I mean, I've seen at least 30 clips of them announcing world government, cashless societies, new world order, end of the family, end of single family dwellings, taking your cars away. Well, they all pull up in $200,000 G-Wagons and stuff. I mean, it's just, and land in $60 million jets. It's just totally insane. And they have platinum toilets, it's being reported, because the attendees are so into money, they like show pictures of them. So they're using the bathroom in platinum toilets and landing in $50, $60, $70 million jets. And you can't have a job. You are going to own nothing and have nothing and like it. So here's just a few of the clips that came out this morning of the World Government Summit. You can see it there on screen. They've got it in 2-foot-tall letters. World Government Summit, bigger than Dallas. And the whole thing is about how they are going to take over the world with J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, and Vanguard, and how within 4 years they will own 95% of everything. They already own 80%. And they're declaring war on you, declaring you're going to have nothing, declaring you're going to own nothing. And you'll have a new global digital currency that'll still look like American, look like UK, look like Chinese, look like South African, look like pesos in Mexico. But it's a global digital one platform. It'll still have the logo of the country you're in, but it'll be programmable tokens that tell you what you're allowed to buy and what you're allowed to do. So there's no escaping the total surveillance and abuse. So here's Schwab telling you about how you're not going to have any resources and how sad it is, but don't worry, you'll love it. And then here is one of the top World Bank economists. We're about to abandon traditional system of money. And there's another one of them talking about their new world order at the World Government Summit. Here it is.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71, and so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
And the title of this session, are we ready for a new world order?
Oh, but you hear them saying, oh, but we need a Bill of Rights, a digital Bill of Rights, a global standardized system to make sure nobody abuses you with this system. When out of the gates, it's a social credit score designed by the globalists, rolled out in communist China, and now being rolled out against us with debanking and harassment. And the left calling for basically anybody that doesn't submit to them to absolutely be dehumanized and destroyed. So that's why I've said we should learn about these digital currencies and we should support independent ones and have hundreds of them, not big regional ones that are all basically in one database controlled by one system. That's the enemy. And the whole future is going to be gold and silver and other types of cryptocurrencies and barter. And that's why with the Internet of Things, they're saying everything's going to be surveilled and controlled to make sure you're not outside of this AI economy, because they're going to promise that the AI will give you all prosperity and give you all your social credit score and give you all your guaranteed basic income. But people not going along with the world system, it's our fault things are collapsing. It's our fault there's not enough food. It's our fault there won't be enough water. When the whole globalist system is about cutting off the resources to bring in the system to get full control of us and then use the dwindling resources that have been artificially created through artificial scarcity for absolute total social control. So with one hand, they take everything away from you and then say, submit to me more, put on more chains, give us more control, and it'll get better. And what does the average, vapid, confused, shallow leftist do who isn't really informed, who's very mentally lazy? They go, yeah, it's the people that didn't go along with this. It's the Amish. It's the people, and they've got all these white papers and books and programs and Plantopolis shows. They show kids in the UK, financed by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation, going back 12 years ago. We played those clips here a lot where things would sure work better if there wasn't that ghetto of people that refuse to be in the digital system under the UN World Food Council with their smartphone telling them where they can go, what they can do. And, oh, you don't get meat. You only get meat once a year on your birthday. And things would work better if it wasn't, you know, for my cousin that, you know, that lives in the ghetto. We need to go ahead and just outlaw people not taking their chip. This is an exact nightmare plan. And remember, simultaneously, the Atlantic Monthly and the New York Times, the Financial Times, the London Guardian say there is no plan for a world government. There is no plan for a global social credit score. There is no plan for forced inoculation. There is no big banks running it. And anybody that says it needs to be arrested, chiefly Alex Jones. There are headlines in the New York Times. Alex Jones creates world government conspiracy theory from just 5 years ago. Look it up. Alex Jones, world government, click news, click New York Times. You'll see articles, and it says, Jones is insane. It doesn't exist. I'm going to give the number out next segment. We're going to start going to your phone calls. I've got a bunch of other clips and news to get to here, but that is gaslighting, where they do all this, they set it all up, we know what's coming next, we warn you, we show you where they're saying it in white papers, how they plan to go operational a certain date, we warn you for decades, it goes operational, and they're still simultaneously demonizing and attacking and censoring anybody that exposes it, because that's the agenda. But everybody should go, whoa, you can't talk about world government, but it's being set up by a James Bond villain who says I'm going to not own anything or have anything, and Obama goes to Africa and says, sorry, we need to take your cars and air conditioners away? I mean, this is dystopia. These are the bad guys. Let's reject them now together.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Caribbean's falling apart because of COVID, and that Jamaica is in horrible shape because of COVID. No, it's because of 2 years of lockdown that destroyed the economies there. It was your lockdown did it, not COVID, you lying monster. And again, ladies and gentlemen, her ancestors were colonists that came and had black slaves in Jamaica, and she's bragged about that. She's not black. She's a Brahmin Indian. And those are great people. But they got their own caste system and own slaves and stuff around the world. And that was wrong. And it's disgusting that everything about her is a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's like that U.S. senator what's her name, Pocahontas, saying she's Native American. And they did her blood test, and she had zero. What's the name of the U.S. Senator? Elizabeth Warren, that's right. Elizabeth Warren. In fact, even geneticists said that it's almost unheard of to have anyone, unless their family just got off the boat here from Europe, to have zero Native American. Like, basically, anybody whose family's been here for a couple hundred years is part Native American. I've got it on multiple sides of the family, a little bit here, a little bit there. But the point is that she had basically zero. She's just a complete liar. No Native American genetics. But I'm digressing. I mean, these people are just such incredible frauds. But hey, you can be transgender, can also be transracial. How many of these Black Lives Matter leaders, we later learn, had blonde hair and blue eyes, dye their hair black, tan their skin brown, and then wear brown contacts? It's called being a fraud. It's called being a poser. And I'm not knocking people that want to look a certain way or whatever. I'm just saying, when you go out and then pretend you're that, it's a fraud. But it's the left that does that and then says, if I wear a Native American outfit for Halloween, then I'm culturally stealing something from someone. I'm digressing. Boy, you talk about that. I've got some clips here. Maxine Waters told a confused group of homeless people to go home. And they say, we're homeless. We need government shelter. And this is actually people that recently, some of them got interviewed after been kicked out of their homes and lost their apartments. So this was not your normal crackhead or fentanyl zombies that are out there running around all over California. It's scary. Hell, they're here in Austin, too. But these are folks that actually want help. And they're like, listen, we're homeless. She's like, go home. We don't have a home. We need help. She's got like, what, three houses in California alone worth like $10 million bucks? Never had any other job outside of that, though. But boy, she's got a lot of money. Even though it's dozens of times what her congressional salary could pay. Just like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I've just got stacks of articles like this. There's so much here. But I wanted to get to this clip because this is a non-binary teacher. It looks like a woman that thinks she's a man. This is a non-binary teacher is responsible for two-year-olds at a daycare. And it says that it makes it angry when people don't want to talk about gender and sexuality in classrooms. And it's like this other guy who's a school teacher for third grade students in Florida, and he said, under this law, I can't tell them about my love life. What are you doing telling people about your love life? I mean, again, I'm going to say this again. If you were married, and a lot of you are married, and a lot of you have children, imagine if you came home at night, I was just thinking about this again this morning, and your wife's sitting on the couch with your five-year-old son or daughter, teaching them how to shove sex toys in their rear end, you would say, have you had a stroke? Are you mentally ill? Stop that. And you would get a divorce. One time. I mean, how does that even come into a parent's head? So how is it perfect strangers? Because all over the country, they're teaching third, fourth, and fifth graders about sex toys and how to shove things in their rear ends and how to masturbate. And I'm sorry to talk like that on the show, but this is going on here, okay? I mean, I didn't even get to it earlier in the week. It just made me too mad. The curriculum in California and Texas, for that matter, in Austin, and in Colorado, and it was literally, have your International Queer Day and teach them about different types of sex and transgenderism. Have the come out of the closet party for them and then have them paint their nails and hair, the boys and girls, and then come out. Practice coming out as different groups and how to use sex toys. And then when the parents or others get angry, how to use that to have the class come together and refuse to be oppressed. Literal cult brainwashing. And it'd be bad enough if, say, the Mexican mafia came to your school and tried to induct kids into the Mexican mafia, or if the Aryan Nations came and said, we're going to induct you into a racial gang or something. But at least that's not trying to have sex with them. People would freak out. But when a sex cult shows up with a bunch of freaks dressed like clowns, and they want to have a conversation with your 5-year-old, with your 6-year-old, and camps for 10-year-old girls with biological males sleeping in the small cabins with them in California. And when the parents complain, they're the bad ones. I mean, they are screwing up tiny children as young as 2. It's beyond destroying your innocence. I mean, imagine, again, you're at a park, and somebody just walks up, man or woman, and starts saying, I'd like to have a conversation with your 7-year-old about sex. You'd start calling the police. But when it's done in an institution, in a school, the institution stands up, and then you feel intimidated. And that's how they took the Catholic Church over. It's how they took over all these groups, and they're doing it right now. They already destroyed the Boy Scouts, folks, and they're taking over everything. We have to stand up and say no to this. Here's a clip of this creature, literally, like they go to the city council, say the same thing. I need to have access to your children. I need to teach them not to be hateful. I need to teach them there are 57 genders. Here it is.
It makes me very angry when people don't want to talk about gender and sexuality in classrooms, specifically for the reasons that students won't understand. Because in my experience of teaching, that is never the case. I'm a non-binary teacher, and I use the title mix. And today I had 12 new students, and I just go, hi, my name is Mix for PQ. I use mix instead of miss. It's a little bit different, but I'm still a teacher just the same. And they got it right away. I got mix instead of miss all day. And it confuses me when people use that excuse that children won't understand, because students are very intelligent and they're learning all day. It's not hard for them to learn a different type of title.
This whacked out zombie teaches 2 to 4-year-olds, it says on her own Instagram. So there you go. We're going to go to break. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers today on any subject you want to discuss, the Ukraine situation, big developments on that front coming up next hour. Zelensky removes 2 top Ukrainian generals, says he does not have time to deal with all their traitors. Ukraine launched a helicopter attack into Russia, blew up a huge oil depot. That's all coming up next hour, 877-789-2539. And please don't forget, we've already sold more than half of the special second edition 1776 coin. 3 independent original coins. The second in the series, the Tree of Liberty, is amazing. It's available, and the markup on it, because it's a historical collectible, keeps us on the air and funds our operations. So I want to thank everybody that has gotten the coin, and I want to encourage people who haven't gotten the historic memento to get it while you still can, because it will be sold out within a week. 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 1776, just the number 1776, and then coin.com. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air. We'll be right back.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.